So we had Jeannie Buss on just before you, and I know you've known Jeannie for a long time, and you knew Jerry Buss very well. And in my opinion, you have a lot in common with Jerry Buss in terms of when she described her dad as the best closer ever. Talk about your passion and how your passion for sports built up. You know, starting in St. Louis, and I think it was the St. Louis Steamers, if I'm not mistaken. Talk about your passion for sports, because I think you came into this market and you want to win so badly. That's evident, but you kind of got ahead of yourself in a little bit with your passion. It takes over at times.
Well, I've been doing this for over 35 years. I think if you're in sports and you don't have a desire and a commitment and an emotional passion to win, then you shouldn't be in the business. And I think I've always had that. We've been very fortunate in the last 15, 20 years. If you look at the championships we've been a part of or been around, including our partnership with Dr. Buss and Jeannie and the Lakers, it gave us a pretty good life lesson on what it takes to win and what it takes to build a championship. And I think one of the most important lessons I learned in all of that is emotion and passion and a commitment to build within an organization a vision and a mission statement of we're going to do anything it takes to win, and understanding that that has as much to do with culture and as much to do with creating a vision that everybody buys into and everybody's emotional about. That was one of the great lessons I learned from Dr. Buss. And so I think that's what we're trying to do in Toronto. I think the challenge for me is going to be balancing out that mission statement and that passion to create a culture that winning is everything, while at the same time acknowledging that in the case of the Leafs, they have an interesting and a long and successful history, and we got to balance those two out. And I think as time goes on, I'll learn how to do that a little bit better.
Well, and look, you famously said that, you didn't famously say, it was famously misconstrued by many people that you said you were going to come in and we're going to tear down all these old pictures and yada, 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 which I know it isn't, that's not what you meant. What you meant was that we need to get this on the shoulders of the young guys, so when they're walking out of the dressing room, they see images of themselves and know that it's about them. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you know, I think it's trying to get into the minds of a guy like Jeffrey Lupul and think about what it is that ultimately motivates him and how we create an environment for him and the rest of that team that gives them the best chance of winning. And I, the only point I was trying to make was I don't think what motivates Jeffrey Lupul is another celebration on the ice while he sits on the bench celebrating 50 years ago and something that happened back in 1962 or 1963. And at some point, we have to find the balance of turning around to these guys and saying, let's build our own history here. Let's build our own championship run. Let's put it on your shoulders. Let's make this about you and what we think you can accomplish. And let's not hide behind the great, brilliant history of the Maple Leafs. Let's embrace it. Let's honor it. But let's start right now. We all want to put on our shoulders the responsibility, the risk, and the obligation that we want to win Stanley Cups. We want to build a new championship regime, and we don't want to hide or make excuses. And that's all we're trying to do here is balance those two out.
If you're just joining us, it's Tim Leiweke, president and CEO of MLSE. And reports coming out last night that Argentine striker Maxi Uribe is traveling to Canada tonight. And we know that the FC, you've said the FC, I won't put words in your mouth saying it's your number one priority, but look, the Leafs made the playoffs last year. The FC have yet to do so, and the FC, with your success in Los Angeles with the Galaxy and bringing in the Robbie Keens and bringing in, famously, you know, the Beckhams and having Landon Donovan there, you understand what it means to have star power in your lineup. And, you know, other than a player or two, there isn't a bona fide star that transcends the sport in this city.
No, I the interesting thing with Maple Leaf sports is you have to balance out four or five different priorities, all very important to the marketplace. Clearly, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that the Maple Leafs are what captures the most attention and the most passion and the most media coverage, and certainly is an anchor in which this organization has and will continue to be built off of. And I think Dave Nonis has done a great job. I think Randy's done a great job, and I'm excited and honored and want to try to do what I can to help them with what they're trying to build and make sure that we create a great environment for them to win long term. The Raptors, we are rebuilding. I think Masai and Jeff and Bobby Webster and the team they put together there is fantastic, and I think it's going to take some time. But I do think we have the right architect and the right person to get us to where we need to get to as a basketball team long term. FC is just as important to me. It's amazing how this marketplace has responded and the support they've given Major League Soccer. And I think we owe them better. And I don't think it's been a great run. And I don't think this year's been particularly a great run. And so we have work to do there. And it was probably the last of the teams that I had a chance to really dig into. And we, our work there is a work in progress. And we'll see where that takes us long term. But I would say that the difference with FC compared to the Leafs and the Raptors is the Leafs and the Raptors season had ended, and it gave us a chance to assess, analyze, and then react from there. With Toronto FC, we're coming towards the end of their season. It's pretty evident to me we're not going to make the playoffs again, and so we have to correct this ship, get it right, and make sure that we get better as time goes along.
And in that vein, designated player is a big part of that. And we discussed Forlan being a guy you guys were going after. It didn't look like it happened. You've got incredible ethnic diversity in this market, and there's an opportunity here to sign somebody that could capture the imagination of this market. And again, Maxi Uridi, the word is that he's coming to Canada tonight. Can you confirm, deny, no comment? Any word on that?
Well, what I'd say on DPs is it's important to get the right DP. And I know that we've created some expectations internally. And I think the worst mistake we can make is ultimately knee-jerking and adding a DP for the sake of the media and the headlines. And I don't want to do that. And I don't care if the headlines and the media kick us. I think what I'd rather do is be patient and make sure we add the right DP long-term. And that's a tough decision. You know, the DP position in Major League Soccer is a really tricky position, because if you make a mistake, then a lot of your resources and your assets, a huge cap charge, and the chemistry in your locker room is tied around a bad choice. And that means you're doomed for failure. We have to be right on our DPs, and we can't do it to appease the media or to ultimately make people happy with us today. And that means that people may not be happy with us today. I'm okay with that. I want people to be happy with us tomorrow.
We've got Tim Leiwicki with us a couple more minutes here before we wrap up, Tim. And you talk about Toronto and coming here. What was the biggest surprise when you got here? You came from market number two in the United States, L.A., the entertainment capital of the world, and you're coming to a city in Canada that's the number one market here, but market four in North America. What was the biggest surprise when you got here and actually rolled up your sleeves and started working?
Well, I think there's a few. I think first, Canada is a different marketplace than L.A., and it took me a while to figure that out, but believe me, I understand that now. There's a history and tradition with the Maple Leafs that needs to be honored and respected. I think in addition to that, in Los Angeles, believe it or not, they're laid back. And so in Toronto, you have six daily newspapers, a lot of smart shows like this on the radio every day, and you have channels like TSN and Sportsnet that are focused on you and these teams each and every day. And the center of the universe, and all due respect to the rest of Canada, not trying to get anyone upset at us, but Toronto is a center. The Raptors are the only basketball team in Canada, and the Leafs are certainly, if not the most important team in Canada, one of the two or three most important teams in Canada from a hockey standpoint. So that intensity, that coverage, that passion is something that even with the Lakers, I think surprised me a little bit, because it's different in Toronto and it's different in Canada. In addition to that, we have work to do. And so I think we are blessed with great owners that want to win. We're blessed with two companies and a guy in Larry Tannenbaum that have essentially told us we understand there's pain. We understand we have to make changes. We understand that you need to work on culture. Go do what you need to do, and we support you 100%, and whatever you need, you have. And so we will get to the right place here. The passion will be ultimately rewarded. We'll make a few, we'll stub our toe a couple of times, but I think the commitment we want to make to the city and to this country, in the case of the Raptors, is be patient. We will find good people. We will give them the ability to succeed. We will give them a good environment, and we will fit in and be part of the culture and the fabric of the community. And so we have work to do. We're not there yet. As I said, we'll have good days and bad days. The key is making sure your last day is a great day and making sure you have more good days than bad days.
And before we let you go, we've got 2 minutes left before we let you go. Really quickly, Nazem Kadri, Cody Franzen not signed. I know you're not the general manager. You gave Nonis a five-year deal along with Masai Ujiri. They both have five-year deals, so it sounds like you have a five-year plan, and it may differ a little bit for the Leafs and the Raptors because one's ahead of the other a little bit. And you got Nazem Kadri, Cody Franzen unsigned with just under $5 million left in cap space. Are you concerned at all yet? We know it's the middle of August, but training camp's going to be, here September the 11th, and ideally I would imagine you want both those guys in camp.
No. Dave Nonis is doing a great job. I couldn't be more supportive. I let him do his job, and I'm not going to tell him how to do his job. I'm going to create an environment for him and the players to succeed, and as everyone knows, the key to being successful in the NHL is managing your cap well. I would hope every player wants to be part of this organization starting in training camp. We've added Clarkson, Bolin, and Bernier. As you know, we've added a lot of character to this team and this organization, and we've added guys that have won rings, and they know how to win Stanley Cups. And so if I'm a player, I want to be in camp, and I want to be a part of this organization because I think we have a chance to do some great things here in the next few years. And at the end of the day, Dave Nonis sees the world as a marathon and not a sprint, and that's why I have such great respect for him. We'll stay the course and make decisions for the long term, not just to keep people happy today.